Last week, we unboxed a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+.
So cool.
They took the Raspberry Pi 3, jammed a little bit of stuff in there, and made it better and gooder.
Yes.
That's exactly
That's
what they
did. That's their tagline. It's gooder.
Tonight, we're going to see how much gooder it is than the Raspberry Pi 3. And also, I've got a Raspberry Pi 2 here, which some would say, well, that's not fair. I mean, this is a little 900 megahertz, little, you know, early model from 2015. But we really wanted to see the stark contrast.
Right.
And see, in 3 years, how far has Raspberry Pi actually come?
Right.
That's what we want to see. So, I have a Raspberry Pi 2. A Raspberry Pi 3, which I have in the Arduino case. Those of you who are interested in it, this is what we put our NEMS servers in. If you go to nemslinux.com, that's what it looks like. And then I've got a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+, which I don't think will stand up. There it is. There it is. So what I'm going to do with these three is we're going to bring them up on the screen and we're going to do four different tests. First of all, we're going to start with the boot process. How fast does it boot up? Okay. Then we're going to look at transferring a 1 gigabyte file. You're going to see which is faster. I've got a USB flash, USB external hard drive I'm going to transfer the files to. We're going to load up an image in the GIMP and see which one is going to be faster. And we're going to use iPerf to check how fast the networking is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. First of all, let's boot it up. Here is the Raspberry Pi 2, 3, and 3B+. And this is the boot process, folks. So what we have here is the exact same image, the exact same card, everything is the same, and I pre-recorded it so that there are no variables. So they all seem about on par here. Oh, B plus came up first. Oh, and what?
The three beat it.
The Raspberry Pi 2 and Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus actually came up about the same time. And the 3 Model B, so this is the earlier edition of the Raspberry Pi 3, beat them all.
Wow.
So that's surprising.
That's great.
What we're doing here, folks, is answering the question, because so many people are saying, you know, should I, I've got a Raspberry Pi 3, mm-hmm. should I go out and buy a Raspberry Pi 3 B Plus? Is it really going to be noticeable?
Right.
And we have to ask ourselves, well, what are we using it for? That's what it boils down to. So tonight, we're just looking at some basic stuff that everyone does. Everybody boots the thing up. And for some reason, that's a benchmark of speed.
And see, for me, I wouldn't care either way.
Those it's running all the time.
Close.
Yeah. And they're running up, it's connected to my TV, it's running 24/7. I don't care about the boot time, but I do care if I am going to copy files from my Raspberry Pi mm-hmm. to an external hard drive, because it saves me having to pull the SD card and try to figure out how to mount things and move things around. So I'm going to use an external hard drive. So again, in order to keep this exactly 1:1:1 and everything is fair and everything is identical, tonight, what I've done is I've pre-recorded the exact same process on all three devices. That gives us a very exact one-to-one comparison. Yeah. And in fact, I've pulled the SD card and booted up each one from the same SD card. So even the card, even the distro is exactly the same. Nothing has changed. Just the SBC has changed.
Very cool.
So I've plugged in an external USB 3.0 drive, and it's a 2 terabyte drive. It is formatted NTFS, and I've installed NTFS 3G, and I've set it so that I have write access by chmodding the folder as 777, and I've set the ownership of the folder, the mount point, to Pi. So I've got the ability to write to that. So let's see what it takes to copy a 1 gigabyte file. So I have a file that I've created using dev/0, which is just a random file generator using DD, and I've created a 1 gig file. So let's check out, with this file on my desktop, which one is going to be faster. Drag and drop, let it go. Surprisingly, they all started at the same time. I expect the latency to be a little higher with the Pi 2. I'm starting to get the sense that the 3B Plus is moving along quite a bit faster.
Still seems fairly close to the B.
It really does.
But they're definitely motoring ahead of the Model 2.
Definitely. The Pi 2 is the turtle.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So this is 1 gigabyte that we're transferring. Now, keep in mind, I mentioned that this is a USB 3.0 external hard drive. It's a spinning hard drive. The Raspberry Pi 3, 3B Plus, and Pi 2 only have USB 2.0. So it's not going to give us the full speed. Well, it looks like...
The 3B...
The B beat it just by a fraction, eh?
Yeah, it was about second and a half.
Oh. What?
Wow, and the Model 2 is
the
just
Pi 2.
Pi the Pi 2. Just over halfway.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, this is clear that the Pi 3 Model B and B Plus are the clear winner here with the copy operation. I'm going to let this finish for you so that you can see in real time how much longer it is taking on the Raspberry Pi 2. Again, nothing else has changed. The file is exactly the same. The drives are exactly the same. And we're copying this to a locally connected USB drive connected directly to the Pi 2.
Wow, it's like
sluggish.
Double the time.
So if you imagine, if you work with files or you're moving files to a Plex Pi or something like that, the Pi 3, either option is going to be significantly faster for your data copy from USB. Stick around. Okay, so it's done. It took that long, but it's done.
It's done.
But keep in mind, we're going to be looking at the networking as well. But before we get into that, let's open the same image on each of these devices using the GIMP. So I've downloaded this from Pexels, and I'm just going to right-click and click GNU Image Manipulation Program, and here we go. Came up a little faster on the B+.
Yep.
The Pi 2, we would expect to be in last place. It's from 2015. Okay, the B+ is done.
Wow,
came up behind it. So this is something that takes a little more oomph, little more processor power to get that image up. And the Pi 2 is finally up. So definitely the B+ is a clear winner there.
Yes.
And this gives us a little bit of a look into, you know, I'm going to be using it to edit photos. And if it is going to open the GIMP that much quicker, it may be that it's going to operate faster for us as well. Keep in mind that the Pi 2, the Pi 3, and the 3B Plus all have just 1 gigabyte of memory.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I would have loved to see the Pi Model B Plus, the Pi 3 B Plus have more, but of course we're limited by the CPU. The CPU cannot allow any higher RAM, and that's where I'm thinking maybe the Pi 4 is going to have 2 gigs or maybe 4 gigs if we're lucky. All right. Our final test here is to see the actual speed of the network interfaces, and we're going to do this using iPerf, which is a Linux tool that allows us to check the speed of data transmission and reception. So I've set up a gigabit server with iPerf server, and we're going to run that on each of these three devices. So let's see. Here we go. It's not going to take long, folks, but it's going to tell us accurately how fast each one is. So the Pi 2 up at the top left, let's see what it tells us. Okay, they're all done at the same time. So took about the same time. So the Pi 2 is 94.2 megabits per second. Okay. For a 10 over 100, that is fantastic. You're looking 94% of the promised speed.
Yeah.
Okay. The Pi 3 Model B, so this is the earlier edition of the Pi 3, is exactly the same. Lower left there, 94.2 megabits per second. Where things get really exciting is if you look at the Pi 3B Plus, your bandwidth speed is 321 megabits per second.
Wow.
So this is where we look at that and we say, wow, it's significantly better than anything else as far as the Raspberry Pis go.
Right.
But it's still disappointing in that it's gigabit Ethernet. They promote it as, hey, the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus has gigabit Ethernet. No, it doesn't.
Right.
Come on. Well, why is that? It's because the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus, the network interface controller runs off of the USB 2 chipset. And that means that it's limited to 322 megabits a second. I'm getting 321, nowhere near. So we're looking at a difference of 94% of the promised speed versus only 32% of the promised speed on the B Plus.
Right.
But still significantly faster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make a difference on our Plex Pi server.
Absolutely.
Because we're streaming media video to our devices through the network, it's going to make a huge difference for you if that's what you want to do. But if you're connecting and you're using it as a computer, the network speed is probably not going to make much of a difference to you unless you're using a local NAS or something to store your files. Then it will make a difference. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, I'm not seeing a huge amount of difference in speed between the Model B and the Model B Plus of the Pi 3.
Right.
That said, keep in mind, as they operate, as you're doing more with them, they're going to throttle. And the Raspberry Pi 3 is 1.2 gigahertz at its high end, and it can throttle down to 900 megahertz. Well, the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus starts off at 1.4 gigahertz, and it will throttle down to 1.2.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to always have, if you get into that, like you're using it and building up some heat, the 3B Plus is going to be significantly faster.
Right. For you.